listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hey, what day is it?
It's
Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. I think this might be the first audio chat for the day. I'm not sure, though, so I'll just mark the day. Yeah. Zabarato, fakeologist.com. Talking with Vidair. Set, one of my favorite female fakeologists. Hi Vidair.
Hey, sorry about that. I had some other audio going on here. I didn't know which is which here.
Yeah, I wanted to come in here because I made a post today that kind of depressed me.
Okay, yeah, but all of us are kind of depressed.
One named Michael J. Fox, born and raised. We always. We have some special attachment to Canadians that go down to the United States and do really well. Michael J. Fox, I've always had a liking for. I never really considered him a big Canadian, but still identifies himself as a Canadian. So that little bit of nationalism I have left that hasn't been zapped out of me by all this nonsense has got me sort of tweaked. Latest discovery that Lux found on cluesforum.info. Who was listening to Dave J's audio, your YouTube channel? I don't know if he's listened or watched Dave J. It's hard to keep up with the YouTubers. Got to go on the website. I don't like YouTube, but anyway, Dave J did an analysis of Michael J. Fox, and there's a good chance that he's right, that Michael J. Fox is faking this Parkinson's thing. But that really bummed me out.
What sort of proof does he have? I haven't looked at the actual videos.
Well, he flashed some videos of Michael J. Fox skating, you know, without a problem, and flashed some videos of Michael J. Fox that for a few second clips, looking really normal during receptions with other people. But one of the worst ones, which I thought was a bit of a tell, was when he was doing an interview with David Letterman a couple months ago. And he did an example of quite all the science that we have on Parkinson's. There's a simple test we do, and I don't know if this is true or not. You can take your hand and touch your nose without a problem. Don't have it. And when he said that, he did that hand and touched his nose. And then he quickly took the other hand and missed his nose and said, "See, I have it." And I thought, oh, and then the interview tanked after that. He just changed demeanor. It almost seemed like he knew he was caught. Knew he made a mistake. And then a minute later, the interview was over.
Wow. Now,
David Letterman is taped. Could have cut it out, I suppose. But I'm not sure that they thought it was a big deal. Maybe they thought it flicked off the screen too fast and no one would have noticed it. But, of course, the power of YouTube. People are slowing videos down all over the place. And there's so many people looking at everything. And it's only a matter of time before stuff comes out, especially people like us. We're watching everything with a fine-tooth comb. Well, I'm not, but I have no job to do. So I just look at their sites and if it just puts a tinge of doubt in my mind. Now there's a big tinge of doubt in my mind that he's lying, because I don't just take his case in isolation. We have other people like Magic Johnson, who allegedly has AIDS, the alleged virus, and then we go on and on about virus.
But he really doesn't have AIDS. Wasn't he just HIV positive or something?
Because they all, well, he's HIV positive, but then he,
yeah, does anyone really have AIDS?
Fine.
Yeah.
But then he attributed to the fact that he's rich and he can afford the chemical cocktail of drugs.
Right.
So he's walking around 20 years later with a smile on his face like nothing
happened. Yeah, like it never ever happened.
That's probably because nothing true. Probably can't get AIDS. It's probably not a real disease or a real virus because it probably doesn't exist.
Right.
So when you couple Michael J. Fox with this guy and then all the other fakery, including 9/11, is plausible.
That it could very well be happening. Fake. Yeah. You never know. Or maybe they've got some really good drugs. Who knows?
Well,
but you, like, I'm sure they put those famous people with diseases on a platform so that they can have a discussion about it, right?
Not so much a discussion. It's create mass amounts of money. There's no doubt that Michael J. Fox is a huge following because he's a culture creation creature.
Right.
See, product, and he's marketable, and he can facilitate income, massive amounts of money, because he just has a following. Even if he just said, give a dollar to save whales or create a new apple or anything, people would definitely send him the money. He just has to ask. He has a following. Now that he's lent his name to the Parkinson's cause, I'm sure they make 10 times more than they would without him.
Probably makes 10 times more than if he were to do some so-great movies.
Well, I think it might be part of the contract. We need a social, noble lie from you to promote, and then you can do as many movies or television shows as you want. Because I've also always been puzzled. I don't think acting is that difficult. And I think most people that can speak well and look pretty can probably act. So why do we always get the same people? Is it so convenient? Is it a convenience thing that we don't have to... Because there's enough starving actors that are just as interesting. I know there's such thing as draw power. I get that. But still, a movie has... If a movie's interesting, it'll sell. It'll do well. But always wondering, why do we have to recycle these people over and over again? Is there some kind of extra deal a contract?
And maybe there's something in the psychology when we see them over and over.
Well, we get comfortable. We're familiar. They're family. Yeah. Most people like movie actors more than their regular family.
Right.
mainly because they're mythological. They don't know them. They don't know their foibles. They don't know.
Right.
They don't see all the garbage that, as a family, you see. Everything, of course. It's mostly garbage, unfortunately. But I'm not saying your own family's garbage. I'm just saying that they don't mask bad parts.
Right.
Highlight their good parts. Like an actor who is behind makeup and lights and else. So he's not... If you ever bump into one in real person, you'd probably be very sorely disappointed because they're not on digital human and they have warts.
Exactly, yeah.
So I put this on fakeologist.com and I think it's worth a discussion, worth a read.
Definitely something to consider. It does make you think. Well, anything that comes over that box, it makes you think now.
Any box, yeah. Computer box, television box, handle box. Xbox
served up like the way they do. Hard to look at it in a different light now.
But that was, to me, that's the post of the week for me already, and the week's not even over. Well, of course, we got beheadings and more or other with IS or ISIS or whatever they're called, but this one is more interesting to me because no attachment to this potentially fictitious journalist who lost his head to a fictitious organization, so there's really no attachment for me, even if it was true, which I doubt it is.
You know, when they came out with those beheadings, when was that? Back a few years ago?
2002, I heard Daniel Pearl apparently lost his head.
Yeah. That was, like, horrifying when you think about it. Now I think back and it's all to effect, right?
Story it was horrifying when you have no clue what's going on. Yeah. Exactly. Now it's just most likely a bologna sandwich created in Laurel Canyon, not far from, I guess, where you are in Hollyweird.
Yeah, that's what the masses. They do. What a business. It's even bigger than Hollywood, isn't it? The whole PSYOP thing.
Propaganda wood. Biggest industry in the United States. Military and propaganda.
Yeah.
Without that, I don't think there would be too much going on. I'm just trying to watch that movie, Nebraska, the Rollo.
Yeah.
Dusty Ash recommended, and I'm halfway through. It's hard to watch because it's pretty
dull. Not a whole lot going on.
No, but I do think it does, when they're traveling through America, it does really represent America more than New York City and Los Angeles does. That is America. There's nothing going on. There's a lot of farms and with all the factories gone, there's not much to do. And I can see a lot of adults living with their old parents and drinking beer and watching television and game shows and
degenerate. That's L.A. too. You know, there's a lot of people in L.A. that never travel outside of their own little town. And
there's lots of people everywhere in the world like that.
I'm one of those people.
Travel outside my little square. Uh-huh. I live within, Google has me tracked, of course. I'm tracked every day by the Google satellite. And when I review my steps, I'm in the same little tight little circle all day long, my whole life. It's crazy. Now Google can confirm it.
Yep.
I know exactly where I am.
Crazy.
I think most people run around in a tight little circle all day long. It's only the lucky people that get to jet around the world, whatever this world is.
Or even just stop and pause. This week has been great because I've just been able to sit and ponder and do things that I never get to do. We're all so busy.
So I hope you're doing it all at
fakeologist.com. Oh, some of it.
I hope you're spending all your spare time here.
Catching up with my fake friends, yes. Yeah. I even made that little recording of my...
my voice, to listen to it.
My voice morphing sample for you, my chipmunk voice.
I appreciate that. Well, I guess we had a bit of a psyopta blast in the ecologist chat rooms. They got cleared out pretty good.
Yeah? Anyone hanging out there today?
There's a couple of newcomers. It doesn't bother
all
me.
We had a meeting this morning, and we were all kind of feeling down. Our little bubble had burst.
You had a fakeologist board? You had
board
a fakeologist
meeting.
board meeting and I wasn't invited?
Well, you showed up and then you left. And then, and everybody else got together right after
this?
That. In Skype.
One of the million rooms?
No, we did a Skype chat.
I only log into Skype just to see
if somebody's there. Yeah.
Common people go. Log will persist. The audio chat room will sit vacant most of the time. Someone new will come along. It's okay.
Yeah. Roller was up late tonight, too. We talked to him.
Good.
We had a meeting in the afternoon, which was kind of fun.
Were there any minutes? Was there any consensuses? Board meeting?
We figured we were all real except for Rolo. So.
Okay. You did a roll call of reality?
Yeah.
Everyone real, raise your hand. Real.
Everyone
fake, please sit down.
Yeah.
That's good.
We rehashed some of the events of the last week.
It was a hectic week.
It was. Everybody's fake bubble was burst, and we just had to connect because we just felt like there was a train wreck going on.
Well, that's all right.
We had the mad engineer driving the train.
Well, I made a little note in my post. Maybe it bothered people, maybe it didn't. But I speak honestly.
Yeah.
My favorite part of American Idol was Simon.
Yeah.
After he left, I couldn't watch it anymore because, I liked the beatings. They were fun to watch. But he was, even if the show is fake in the sense that they script it and rehearse it, it was convincing enough to me that this could be somebody being dressed down that really thought they were good singer.
Yeah.
So it was real enough for me to believe it. And it didn't really matter because it doesn't really affect much as maybe post about. But I kind of like that snarky, sneery English. I kind of like that. It did wear thin after a while.
I think it kind of got to the point where it was abusive and we all just kind of looked at each other and thought, now why are we here again?
We're here. We're volunteering to be here. Yeah.
Yeah, and the flavor had just changed, and it was like a monologue.
It was a mockalogue. A lot of mocking and sneering. Going on, but anyway, it was kind of funny for a while, but it did get nasty. But it's over now, and we're on to the next chapter, whatever that might be, whether it be a repeat or.
Hopefully things will lighten up. We'll get back to some serious. Serious research and
research limit, and rehash.
Limit the name calling.
By the way, for all those that think the audio chats have disappeared, I just thought it was a good idea to take them off the main page only because they were clogging it up. But of course, the minute I took them off and put them in their own category and buried them, the audio chats ceased. They dried right up. So it almost seems like it was a waste of time taking them off the main page. But they are still there. So go to audiochat.fakeologist.com, and at the top there are two links, one for the main list of audio chats, and the next link right beside it is the RSS feed, which I encourage people to bring into their podcatchers on their Android or Apple devices. That way they come in automatically. They still exist.
It's a great place to meet, you know.
I love it.
It's funny how some people just don't want to step forward, you know. They don't want to.
Don't want to be identified and counted.
Yeah. I think once you... I think at a certain point in your research, you say, oh, okay, they already know I'm here. They don't care. Or they don't even know that I'm here, and they really don't care. So
they don't care. What can you do? What can I do? Nothing. We can just laugh in our isolation. Because it is kind of funny.
Under a certain percentage of people, they really don't think that there is any kind of movement or that anyone really cares to...
There is no movement. There is no movement, and there will be no change, and that's not a depressing way of looking at things. I think it's a realistic way of looking at things.
Or if there is, it's going to be driven by them when they're ready for it.
Well, they'll be ready for any change. But I'm saying this is the reality. This is it. There's going to be no revelation. This is more of the same. It's just a different time, different set of people, but this is it. Like, don't look for something better in a year or 2 years, because about the same.
It's funny how people, when they first get here, they think, we need to save the world, change the world, tell the world, and not really like that.
Well, the world doesn't even care. And the ones that do care, they already know. Already know. The ones that know are pulling levers. The rest of them just get to watch. Of us get to watch, and everyone else is just going along for the ride. So there's no revelations coming. Nobody's coming to save anybody. It's just going to be more of the same. We are in a self-contained zone because the ideas and concepts are so beyond most people's thinking that any inroads we make, it's like building sandcastles at the beach. Every evening they'll get washed out to sea, and then you rebuild them again, and that's the progress you make.
It is amazing that most people can't wrap their minds around this, isn't it? Is that due to them watching the television, or is it?
Everything.
Because it's like once you stop watching it, then you start to see more.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Even if you watch the television with the volume off, or even if you listen to the television with the picture off, you see more. You have to use your imagination, or you have to use your discernment, or you have to fill in spaces that are not filled in for you. That requires a teeny weeny bit of thinking. Or if you don't read and don't watch television, you have to dream up stuff to keep you interested and entertained all on your own. All those people are artists and they're a little wacky, but
I was watching
fill your day with yeah, go ahead.
I'd seen a movie, was it yesterday? It was called The Book Thief during the Second World War, and they would have that siren that goes off, and they'd make the people run to a safe zone. And I was thinking, I wonder if that was really something they would do. Pardon me?
By the way, do I sound any better? I just reset the Bluetooth.
Oh, no, you're just cutting in and out.
Okay.
But how they would run when the siren would go off, they'd go to a safe place, and you wonder whether that was part of the psyop to scare the people with that siren and send them off and sit with everyone in fear, waiting for bombs to drop, and how much of it was real and how much of it was
fake. Are you talking about the air raid?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the air raid siren?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But how to connect and scare a whole community all at the same time, right? Get them running
I would say for sure it's to scare. Yeah, it's definitely to scare people. There's no doubt about that. I don't have a problem with that concept. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely makes you look at a lot of different events in our history and wonder how many things they've touched and how many are not real, all just a production.
Yeah, well, something might be happening and something does happen, but I think certainly a lot of the trigger events are definitely engineered. Like,
right.
Who knows what this beheading and wherever it is, Iraq, Kurdistan, this could be a trigger event for something more, bigger. Doubt
right.
It's real, but I don't know if the triggers for World War II or World War I were real either. They seem pretty minor in comparison to the big picture. But they get swept under the carpet quickly anyway, because they become they don't become the story in the end. People
I think there are people that are killers. Were you talking to me, Ab?
I didn't say anything. It was a ghost. The ghost
think,
of Ab.
I think there are some evil people that do kill others, but I think they're hard to come by. So I think the chances are that a lot of these convenient beheadings are probably staged, or really you just have to talk about them, right? And that feeds all of the fear.
Oh yeah, they have maximum shock value, maximum media value.
Definitely great info for psychology study, that's for sure. How all of this affects the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never look at Michael J. Fox the same again.
Oh no. Well, not that I was even looking at him anyway, but this is a bad one for me.
Yeah.
Well, I must say, he's been doing a dang good job. We only see these actors for clips and blips. We don't get to see them all day long. But it would be funny if someone could actually follow them around and see what was really happening, which we would never see, but it would be funny. These people just come into our consciousness for brief minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a movie, they're not even in a movie for that long if you count up all the minutes.
And the effect they have on us.
Oh, just us in the live stream probably has more effect on people. They probably get to hear us more than these actors. We spend more time over here. For all the loyal listeners of the stream, thank you for listening to our babble. There used to be a blog I used to read called Babble. I think it was called Babble.
Fox,
he was a really smart guy.
What's that about?
It was called, pardon me?
Buildings on fire. That me that lost my connection?
Yeah, you disappeared for a minute. There was a blog I read called Babble, and it was funny. When the guy, every blog post, he would start at Babble On. He'd write the words Babble On, and then he'd write his post. And at the end, he'd write Babble Off.
Oh, how funny.
I just thought it was funny because what he was doing was just sort of mocking his own insights. He was very smart. He was very, very well written. He was an excellent writer. And you would never consider his writings babble, but because he babble on, babble off. That's all we're doing here on the audio chat. Be serious. People
Wrong
shouldn't get too excited
out there.
About it. Don't get too excited, people. We're not changing lives here. We're just engaging with the technology in unique and interesting ways. There's no doubt it is unique and interesting. Do you think anyone's listening right now?
Maybe one or two. I don't know.
Sure,
somebody puts it on.
We haven't been on in a
while. Say that again.
We haven't been on in a while, so I'm just wondering if people here. We have not been online in a while. I haven't seen any action. There hasn't been any chatter here. And I'm curious if anyone is still turned in. I know people leave it on. Let's see. Anybody listening? Oh, dear.
Is there anybody out there?
Let's see here. Anybody listening? It says here. It says here. Why anyone would listen to this Babylon drill right now? I don't know.
You keep cutting off.
Come on, computer. Hurry up.
Maybe it was you. He lost his connection. Had a bad connection. Are you back? Got a better connection?
I'm back. We got some people. We got the UK. We got somebody with three connections in Florida going at the same time. So they have three windows going. going. You got three tabs going. You should only have one going. You got another person with four connections in London. Same thing.
Hey, Ab, look at when you're talking. When you're talking.
In New York with two connections going on his iPad at the same time.
Got a really bad connection. I think when you start talking, just watch your blue light. It keeps going in and out when you're talking, so it's like, stop, go.
No, I had, it looks like my phone had two connections.
Oh, you're one of the two connections.
Yeah, my phone had two connections going there. That's what was happening.
Oh.
So I killed one that looked like a duplicate, and it killed them both. Good stuff.
There you go.
What a great system. So I encourage everyone to go to the Michael J. Fox post. I called it Foxed Out in tribute to Simon's Foxed Out video. I wanted to create a synergy between the two fake posts. And go see for yourself if you think Michael J. Fox is faking it. And if he is faking it, is it for a good cause? Is it okay? Are you okay with it? I talked to someone who didn't have a problem with it.
It's just
fine.
Show business.
As long as he's raising money.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? No, they weren't even surprised. I said, why am I bothered by it then? Why are we bothered by any of this stuff?
I think I'm becoming less bothered by it. You find that you're...
I think I should be bothered by it, but maybe that's the wrong reaction. Maybe you shouldn't be bothered by it.
More
I don't know.
More tolerant of the craziness.
The way things are. The only way you can make people do what you want them to do. Otherwise, they won't do anything.
It is interesting when you sit back and you listen to people and how they know exactly what's going on because they followed the whole news story. And you watch this exchange between coworkers or people at home or people that you know. And I just find myself a silent audience member, I guess. I don't really get involved anymore. I might ask the odd question for them to clarify and act like I really don't know anything about the story, because for most of the time I really don't know anything about the story anymore. So, but
yeah.
After a few questions, you pretty much can assess that it's just another one of those controlled, move the herd this way kind of stories.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be good for us to learn how to speak to them in a non-threatening type of voice to open people's eyes to some degree. You know, something that doesn't make us sound like we're way over the top, or, you know, we've gone way too far for them to understand what we're talking about. But just, like, cut it down a notch or two so that they can go, yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it? Let them do the driving.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. If you were that concerned with letting others know, but I think you have one chance at making a first impression with this stuff. So if the person doesn't react in a positive way at the beginning, then they probably won't react at all.
You got home earlier today?
Pardon me?
You got home earlier today? You're not working long hours today?
No, I'm still working long hours. That's why I'm Ab on the go. I don't use this
Ab on the go. Oh, I see.
You're talking to Ab on the go.
Yeah, Ab on the go usually has a lot more noise. You must have found a quiet moment.
Yeah, well, I'm just in between doing things, and that is the maximum detail I can give on the live stream right now.
You.
I'm not moving at the moment, but you're on the live stream, not in the private room where we often found ourselves tucked away. We're trying to participate because this is not a clique. I saw on the chat that people thought the site was becoming cliquey. Well, there's always only going to be a select group that contribute to any organization. So if you consider that select group clique, then I can be found guilty, so labeled guilty, but anyone can come onto the live stream. My favorite part of the live stream is hearing a new voice, especially female voices, because they're all so much easier on the ears. We have you and Kay Hamad. Am I missing anyone?
Rose.
We have Gwynedd. Gwynedd comes on once in a while.
Rose offers her input.
I don't think she's ever been on here. I don't think I've ever heard her. I think I may have talked to her on Skype, but she's quite busy with small
short people.
Children, I believe. Shorties, as they're called.
Yeah.
But need more women.
Isn't there, what is her name, Catherine? What is her name?
Yeah, there's somebody, Carol Thomas in
Carol,
the chat.
That's what I was thinking, Carol Thomas.
We need her on. I want to hear from her.
Is she the person in Germany?
Germany.
Yeah.
Well, there's a German flag by her name, which implies she may be in Germany.
She's not
but
from
if
Germany,
there,
I think she's in.
I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about her.
But I think she's there.
If you're listening to the live stream now, please go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. Everything is there for you. All the tools to get involved. Come on, at all. We have
down
the dare.
With your bad self.
The dare has been the star supporter. She can get you on board. She has all the right tools.
Technology and voice morphing software. If you want the right voice.
Yes, she'll change her voice for you. So come on down. We don't bite. We're easygoing people.
You know what,
we're not suicidal.
Do you want me to play it for you? See if it plays through here.
What are you playing?
My voice morphing software.
If you can figure it out.
I'll play this here. Just
you. What kind of machine? Are you iBeam or Apple?
I'm PC.
Well, PC. They used to call it IBM.
Huh?
But I guess the word. But IBM invented the word. Well, I guess they were the biggest marketer of the word PC. The initials PC, personal computer. They were the ones that came out with the IBM P, and it got shortened to PC. But in the day at the beginning, they called it an IBM compatible. So I still consider it an IBM. I still consider it an IBM, either Apple or IBM. But I don't think anyone uses the word IBM anymore.
Except for IBM.
But the reason I asked you, can you go download can you download virtual audio cables? You're a very smart
woman.
I'm sure you can get it working. Do that, get it working, and then play. I'm happy if you play stuff. I'm just playing stuff to the. Oh my God.
Did it sound like me?
It wasn't bad. It was hard to hear, but
okay.
Get that software going,
okay.
And then do it. I'm sure you can do it in under an hour.
It's called audio.
Called virtual audio cable.
Virtual. I think I got that. I think Johnny got me on that.
Yeah. Well, install it. Little tricky. Got a few settings here and there.
I think I removed because it started taking over all my audio, wasn't it?
Well, no, I won't do that. It's not hard. You just flick a few things here and there on and off. It works. It's pretty good.
Okay.
You have the capability. I know you can do it.
I'll do it again.
You'll do it. Yeah, well, maybe you could create a bumper for me using it. You could say, hi, this is Adair, the audio morphing entity.
One.
And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.
Hello, this is Adair, and I'm spending a little time with my Fakeologist friends. Hello, that is Adair, Dustin, Bruno, John Griffith, Kay Hunter, Cody Daniels, Colin Delta, and Alvarado, hello everybody, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Probably can't hear it very well, can you?
Sound like a robot.
That was my robot voice.
Well, that was robot? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I like my chipmunk one better. So.
Well, I'm sure it sounds even better if I could hear it properly, but yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
So working on that cable program here.
Now, how did you do it? What did you use for that?
It's an Android app. The Android app
has
lots of different voices. There's a number of them.
So you spoke into your Android and you created a file and it went on your Android?
Yeah, and you could send them to anyone.
Okay. So were you playing it off your Android?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you would have to take the file and put it on your computer and replay it.
Yeah, I haven't found the live morphing.
Well, if you could find a device that could morph a voice exactly the same way on an Android and on a computer, then I would say you might have had a point with that contentious issue. Otherwise, I would say no. There's no way you could get the software to be perfectly matched on both devices.
Okay, it's the second
I don't
voice,
think.
Voice morphing. Warfox, the second life voice client. We can be anyone we want to be now. Be five different people for you.
I'm gonna
triple, quadruple your audience.
Huh? I don't think so. I'm gonna read Blue Moon's comment on the aftershave.
Turn your voice thing down all the way so it recognizes your voice.
People around on the blog. Am I cutting off?
Yeah, cutting out a lot.
Let me just reset the blue. Is that any better? Any better or any worse?
I think it's the voice recognition part where the sound recognition, you have to turn it down all the way to the bottom. On the settings.
Where's that?
I think it's in settings. Let me go to my phone here. At the top, go to settings. And then go to
voice
activation level. Voice activation level and turn it all the way to the bottom.
Audio.
Drag it all the way to the bottom for voice activation level so it doesn't cut out all the time.
Where is it? Sorry, I'm missing that.
Okay, go to settings.
Yeah.
And then go to the fourth one down where it says voice activation level.
Can you hear me now?
You sound better.
Hello?
Hello.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, then I can't hear you right now. Gone away. You see where it says voice volume? It's just above that.
I'll just speak a little louder. I'm being a little faint right now. Okay. Here's Boone's comment on the whole name thing. He said, my real name has magical powers. I'm keeping it. And I'm not kidding. Ever since grade school, my name in relation to the person it's attached to has affected teachers, classmates, their parents, girlfriends, employers. I'm not going anywhere near a name version of that number guy shtick, but names can have an effect on behavior. I'm sure the ancients had whole systems based on names. Moving on. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny. Find that under comments of fakeologist.com. Go to the right side if you want to see the most recent comments on the blog. Some of the best stuff is in the comments. Did that come through?
Yes, sounded perfect.
I was talking to myself. But that's okay. Okay. Encourage people to come here and talk to themselves.
Rolo was doing that today. I couldn't quite figure him out. I was just in the audience for a while, getting his radio voice on.
Like you're listening in Florida right now, you got three connections. We have unique connections. We have about five listeners to the unscheduled audio stream. Congratulations. You people have nothing better to do than listen to two people babble on.
Babble on about Babel.
Yes. But I'm just practicing for the real show, which is on Saturday nights at 9 or 7-11, depending on. Come on down. We have no guests this week.
Sure you'll find one or two.
Well, I'm not really looking right now. I'm so distracted by all the different things I got going on the website. I'm not actually looking. Maybe Simon and Hoyle have created a quiz show. We might do the moon. Or NASA. They put a lot, or Simon, or Hoy put a lot of effort into the quiz show. If nothing else, it was a jumping off for great discussion on the 9/11 PSYOP. Wouldn't you say?
What is jumping off? What was that?
I said, if nothing else, it was a great jumping off point for discussion, 9/11 PSYOP.
Of course, yeah. I miss talking about that.
About what?
Hasn't been about 9/11 for a while, has it?
Well, we always squeeze it in somehow. You can't talk enough about it, can you?
Never.
It was a good one. Let's look at the clues for them, see what inspiration we can draw from there. Oh, they're busy. They're so busy. Why are all these posts coming in at the exact same time? Oh, by the way, Adair?
Yes, dear.
Did you see my post that I created about the sixes? Those sixes that repeat over and over again in the earth. Cool look on my blog. I can't explain it. I'll have to look it up now. I forget my own post.
Was it just the last one you did or before Michael J. Fox?
Oh, it was before Michael J. Fox.
Let's see here.
Oh, 666 fraud?
Yeah. Oh, I guess there it is. Yeah. 666 fraud.
What do we really know, right?
Yes. Eternal mystery, coincidence, or map fraud. The guy that did this blog post thinks all these 666s are hello, check, 1, 2, check, check.
Root of 1 over 333,000. Oh, R-O-C-H. Root of Wayne Hurst. It took a lot of time to make.
Let's be back in just a sec there, right there.
Like Rolo and talk.
All right, but there, I'm back for a minute.
Hey, you made it back.
Did you read that post?
Interesting.
Listen to that. Now, I gave three options for what I thought it was. What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, it could be either someone messing with the math, because how do you really know? Or it could be... True?
How is that possible?
We're all living in a triangle? I don't know.
I like the messing with the map part. I think that, don't you think that's the most logical?
Yeah, and plus you could find anything you want to see. If you could find a face and a picture if you really wanted to. Maybe they just, why didn't they take two other points and call it 6,000 inches, not a mile?
Well, the places they picked are major places, though. They're not just rocks in the middle of nowhere. They're very major points.
But then maybe they made the 6 scale based on all of the maps. Who knows? Maybe they made the unit of measure to match their world.
It seems very strange. The map of the world... Or maybe all his numbers are completely wrong. I guess that's the fourth option in that post, 666.
Yeah, because who's going to be out there to check it, right?
Well, I think he did sort of speculate I can do with Google Maps or something. I don't know. I'm not going to invest any time in it.
Yeah.
But it is curious, to say the least. That's from Scott Onslaught, Secrets in Plain Sight. He has a blog, and he often points out curiosities with numerology on the map. Which certainly, I don't know where he gets information. Certainly very interesting. He seems to write everything off to eternal mystery.
Is he the guy that comes up and he has a documentary where he talks about all the measurements?
Oh, yeah. That documentary goes on forever.
And it'll make you think, who has time to think of all these things?
Well, he does. There are a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands. Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Now it sounds.
Seems like my microphone is open now all the time. Well, maybe it's the fan.
Voxel voice changer software.
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm just looking at the software that I downloaded. Pretty toys.
Okay, Kay, I'm waiting for you here. In the live stream. Just because of the live stream, though, I can't hear you there. Go to the, instinct. What's wrong with my voice? Did I make it lower? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you think my voice is different. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll put this voice up. Does this sound better? Can you hear me with this voice? Okay. How about this one?
Breaker 19. That's my CB voice radio.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, this is my sexy female voice. Do I sound sexy? Minnie Mouse comes to mind? Okay.
Hey, how about this one? I am a robot. Do I have a robot here? Ooh, my spoon.
This is Abby. My daddy's voice.
This might be a little bit annoying. If I don't get down to it, then I won't run. Okay,
Miss K, I will talk to you later. You like that one?
Always delete things. Yeah. Yeah, it's right here. Himself. Jan Erik, are you there? Hello? Just sitting in the live stream all by himself, like a lonely little fish kept away. Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Jan, how you doing?
I'm okay. And you?
Seems like nobody's hanging out anymore.
We had a lot of controversy lately, I think.
I think you're right.
Ooh, drama, drama, drama.
Drama, drama, drama.
Yeah, well.
Here, a second.
Doesn't mean anything, really, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put you on hold for a second.
Cool. Give me a poke when you're back.
Okay.
Can do that.
What was that again?
Poke me when you're back.
Okay, I'll poke you.
Okay, cool. See you soon then. Yes.
Hey. Are you there, Kay? Hey, Kay. Jan Erik? Hello. Hey, Hama. Jan Erik? Hello. Anybody home?
Jan Erik? Are you there? Hello. Hey, Hama. It's me. Hello. Hello. You bring out the monster. Bring out the monster. Hello. Hi, Mom. Do you want me to just talk while you're working on your odd? Your odd audio? Hey, should I be here, Relic? I need permission. For what? Well, you need permission. No, you don't. You're set as an operator.
Okay. Testing.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I see you.
Can you hear me, darling?
So do you want my manly voice?
Oh, yeah. Give me your manly voice. Hear that.
Okay. I'm going to turn into a man. One.
Okay. Do I sound like manly? Manly, manly.
Oh my gosh. They, say, Peter, what about dead babies, Peter?
Piche. Piche.
You have, did you for that or is that free, that voice morphing software?
It's free.
You want to drop the link in?
Sure.
I want to be part of this.
I got my gay cell phone.
You got your gay on. Well, hello, everybody. This is Ab's audio chat at fakeologist.com. We're currently on TeamSpeak. And if you'd like to join, you can go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. And you have to download TeamSpeak. So right now we are just setting up. Yeah, we're setting up our voice morphing software so that you can join us in morphing your voice.
You too can morph like us.
Yes, come and morph with us. Oh, this show's going to be about morphing our voices. That's a good one.
Supervillain.
That.
I'm your supervillain tonight. Super villain.
Excellent. Good one.
Yeah, I like.
I wonder what this one sounds. Oh, it sounds just like me.
It's like you, but you're like fairy.
Here's my pixie.
There's your pixie. That's your
pixie.
Say, now in that voice, say 9/11 was an inside job.
9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job.
Excellent. Good job. Inside job. That is very funny. I am liking that.
Yeah, this is my sexy female voice.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's wonderful how it should be.
Thank you.
Absolutely welcome. Oh, that was pretty cool.
I wonder what jumping jack is on. If I turn off, I can...
Jumping jack. Ooh, that's kind of spacey.
I'm in space.
Get my demon on.
Demon with ya.
You could do this so totally. Totally.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. You can actually tweak this too. Let me see. I'll get the link.
Hello. Hello, Jan Erik.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jan Erik. We're testing our voice morphing software.
We're testing my many personality.
Hey, that Vidir,
sounds like a helium voice.
Yes, Vidir, your voice is different. Voice. Why is your voice different?
It's incognito. Oh.
That is so funny. Yeah, so we're just trying to figure out if how possible is such a thing to happen.
I think it's quite plausible, actually. Most expensive software anyways.
Sure, I mean, I would imagine each country, you know, has its own, you know, you could spend money to purchase any dialect of any language you wish, what you imagine.
Well...
I don't know that, you see.
You sound like a showgirl.
Is that a showgirl?
John Eric?
Yes?
You can put your tape on, like, hi with me.
You sound like Donald Duck. I'm not sure I want to talk to you.
That's my female voice.
All right.
Now do your male voice.
A lot of different effects.
Put on the male voice.
Oh, she's in space right now. Dear, can you hear me?
Oh, where is that one?
I'm here, Katie. Lost in space.
But dear, if you're out there.
Can you hear me?
It's lost in our space. Such a shame. Dang. Where go?
There you go. Good job, Yanner. We are now recording.
If you think about it, we are always recording, actually.
In the live stream? Or do you mean anywhere?
Oh, you have a pen and a mind, and it's always recording everything that happens in your perception. So it's stored everything. The big mistake is that people think they are the conscious mind. That's just the top of the iceberg.
And you access your unconscious mind?
We're not.
No, I'm always there, so I'm trying to filter out what is not good for me to put in there, I think. So.
Trying to figure out what's free dinner?
Huh? Who is this?
My manly voice.
Come again?
My manly voice.
Manly
That's
voice.
Vidir. Yeah, with her manly voice morphing software.
Yeah.
You think it's Vidir?
I think it's your boyfriend.
No, it's me.
Huh?
It's me, Yanir. Listen carefully. Me. Here, I'll do my cave monster now.
I don't know anybody that's the name of me.
Okay, now this is my chipmunk voice. My chipmunk voice, Yanir. Oh, this is my dog.
He
sounds like a chipmunk, too.
Ooh, a vocoder.
I can even do a male voice. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, honey, that's kind of good. I'm a freak.
Vidir, did you put that into the chat yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. You're having a party, and I feel like I'm not invited.
Let me get my sheets all wet. Not a party time for wet. I just came in from the pool.
Come on, Vidir. You're boring. You're a conspiracy kook. Who wants to party with you?
Party with me. My dog. You won't leave me alone. Okay. Do they give you the link for this?
I would love it.
It does have a share button.
Sure.
What do you think about the Let's Ride thing in the States? It looks kind of
That's what?
Blue screen, and but there might be something happening there. I'm not sure.
Right.
Where at?
A bunch of people standing around waiting for something to happen, I think.
Black guy who was allegedly murdered a few days ago.
Oh, in Ferguson, Missouri?
Yeah.
Did Kate, did she tell you that we looked up Ferguson and they said that they started a fire at the, what was it, Domino? And there is no Domino. We looked up Domino's and the closest one is in St. Louis. And the it wasn't on the store locator, wasn't on maps. So we pretty much think that there was no Domino's.
Oh, but listen to this, Vidir.
Well, did they change the name? It's a different chain now?
Right. So it's not on any store locator. It's not on any website. But I went to Google Earth and I typed in Domino's and Ferguson. And guess what? They have a Domino's.
But Domino's didn't put them on their store locator? How?
Right. Faithful. Isn't that amazing? Even though the Domino's in Ferguson is not on any store locator, it's not on any of their websites, it's not advertised anywhere, it's not in the yellow pages, but it's on Google Earth. Aww. It's on Google Earth, though.
It's on PSYOP Earth.
Google PSYOP, right?
Earth Central. PSYOP Central.
So I've taken a screenshot of it, so I don't know what it means. It's pretty weird that would happen. Yeah, I think the whole thing is mostly a fake PSYOP kind of thing. Because the first day, I looked at all the buildings that had been ruined or blast broken or burnt or whatever from the riots.
Mm.
And it said a beauty shop, a meat shop, a grocery store.
Nobody had a name.
And, right. And then Domino's Pizza was burnt.
Ooh.
Right. The next day, however.
Poor stockholders. They
right,
must be, losing
they
sleep,
had,
I guess.
Right, so I think it feels like. Let's say it feels like these businesses are sponsoring PSYOPs because then the next day
they get their PSYOP billboard.
Because the next day it was Domino's Pizza, Papa John's Pizza, Beauty Shop, Market, Meat Shop.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, really? Only corporate logos get to be mentioned in the PSYOP? But then the day after that, then the beauty supply name was eventually mentioned. The technology store was eventually mentioned. Things like that.
It's called a productment, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like you want to get your name mentioned in a PSYOP like early on.
Huh?
You have to pay for that privilege.
Sure.
Oh, a PSYOP sponsored by Domino's Pizza.
Pizza. Hey, let's all go out for pizza.
Hey.
Keep watching CNN and then we'll go out for Domino's. Let's order Domino's.
Yes. Yeah, I like pizza.
Well, you can't have a human resource which does not generate revenue for the owners of this colony you live in, right?
Yeah, before they set up a donation website.
Uh-huh.
You need a corporate sponsor before that.
A corporate sponsor to launch off of.
That's right. So, if your corporate sponsor, engage in the PSYOP, and then as it gets going, the corporate sponsors drop off. They set up a donation page, continue to get the income coming in. It's a perfect system.
I don't think it's the people on top who need the money. They just want to take money out of the lower classes to make them not be able to put something aside, you know?
No, I think exactly that's it.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. They don't need the money, but as long as they're taking it from us, that means we are less powerful.
Yes. It's hard to put together resistance when you live from wage to wage each month, like boom, boom, boom.
It's tough. You know, Americans, we donate money to forgive ourselves of our own sins. So I don't know about Europe or in America. We have people standing by highway exits and entrances. So that like the highway bull, there's a homeless person with the cardboard sign. And so at the highway exit, as you're sitting there, you see the highway guy. You're like, you know, I just cheated on my wife. I'm sure if I show everyone I'm a good person and give this homeless guy $5, my sins will be forgiven. So then he gives the homeless guy $5. And he's happy, smiles, he sighs with contentment, and then goes home.
There is no economic reason for anybody in the United States to live on the street and be homeless, really. There's enough money, it's just how you buy the cake.
Yes, yeah. I totally agree with you. We have so many support services, and they know how to work the system, though. They know what place to go. I mean, like, lower economic people, they know the system, you know, they know how to work it, mostly.
The people on top know how to work it. The people on bottom, they're just grasping at straws, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But they know there's homeless shelters, there's food banks, there's, you know, a lot of places where you can go to get support. But, I mean, I've seen people drive up in, like, a 2010 Toyota, park it, and then go beg for money. So, people begging, who even knows?
If they don't have a house and not a job, the car is their home. So, I don't think that's suspicious, really.
Right. Well, the car's clean. There's no, I've seen homeless living in cars. They pack all their worldly possessions in that car.
Uh-huh.
These cars look like they have a home because they're empty. There's nothing in them.
Uh-huh.
But I would imagine there's all sorts of people begging for money. Actual homeless, not really homeless. No.
Well, you have a cake of so much capital or whatever you want. And it's crazy in the States because, like, CEOs earn like between 100 and 300 times more than the workers on the floor. That's fucked up.
There's that movie, Good Guys. At the end, it was with a comedian. Oh, let me look up Good Guys so that I can properly say their names. But anyway, at the end of the movie, they show how much CEOs or vice presidents and presidents of corporations used to make compared to the employee and what they make today.
Yeah.
And it's like astounding.
Yes.
Like, and it started like in the 30s. It's like a CEO maybe would make three times what the floor worker made.
That's reasonable.
And today, yeah, it's reasonable. Today, it's like
20 was reasonable.
Yeah, it's like over 100. It's crazy.
I heard up to 300 times.
No, it was 11,000 times.
Yeah, it could be up to 300.
Yeah.
All right.
For doing nothing. CEO in a big corporation don't do much work. They delegate and you do this, pop, 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 pop. You just get a big salary and cash in.
Yeah.
Not fair, though.
I think it seems to me
that we accept this big difference between the upper layers in the economic system and the lowest level and think it's all right. Some people are less worth because they don't get a big salary. So, okay, that's your fault. You did not do whatever, blah, 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 to earn more money.
You didn't work hard enough.
That's not true, though.
Right. So the movie's called The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And at the very end of the movie, as it's reading the credits, it talks about the disparaging wages between the CEOs and the worker. It's awesome. You should go. I recommend it. That's The Other Guys. The IMBD. And people in the industry there's like people commenting like they couldn't believe that the other guys got away with that. Like openly dissing corporations. So they were like, wow, how that squeaked by, nobody was like, I don't get it.
Corporation is a dead entity. It's just a fiction. It's just some digits written on a paper. The corporation doesn't have any feelings or morals or ethics or anything.
Right.
It's something put down on a paper that... The only thing
that people hide
to give the owners of the stocks maximum profit each quarter of the year. So there's no excuse for corporations to behave the way they do. Really. I don't think so. Corporations are quite a new thing. It's less than 500 years old. It's a new concept. It's just an idea. Shit written on the paper. But,
yeah, it's amazing how new it is.
Yeah, the first one was in the late 1500s.
That's it? That's really late.
Wow.
It's an idea and a piece of paper and some ink. It's not anything more. And it takes the responsibility away from the people who actually own the thing. They can just sit back and that's not our problem. So, King James started the first company in England, States called the East Coast. First capital of the States was not Washington, it was Philadelphia, but you should know this. Virginia Company? No. It's not so important.
So, when do you think the first corporation was established? When was that?
So how to define
it? It was the government. Sorry.
What did you say sorry for?
I will look into it.
But I think it was the government. I think it started with the government corporation and stuff like that.
It could be because, you know, Jan, here every city is a corporation.
Yeah,
every single city, every single county, every single government agency, they're all corporations. I mean, that's how we do business.
What I remember, I think it was actually supposed to be temporary.
No.
That the first corporation was supposed to be a temporary measure.
They had charters which minimized the life. How long the corporation could be actually be functioning, but
the that was just taken away. The company was the first multinational.
Yeah.
It was.
Corporations.
Which one called the first American? Where you are?
Are you looking up corporations?
Yeah.
I don't need to do it because you're doing it. I hear people like, the city of London's a corporation. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
it
shit.
Has been for a long time.
Okay, it's always been a corporation.
Oh, not always.
All cities are corporations. So let's just place that out there right now so everybody knows.
Do you just have a slip there and call it corruptions?
The first corporations from the 16th century were they created essentially as a charter companies, being the first charter company of England was in 1522 called the Company of Physicians in London. And the first charter company of the Netherlands was in 1602 called the Venerische West Indische Company. That would be the Dutch East India Company. First company in France was called a company of 100 associates in 1663. Denmark 1616. From there.
It started in
16th century.
Hey, can you drop that link into the chat?
It's here for the United States. Initially, the privilege of incorporation was granted selectively to enable activities that benefited the public. Such as construction of roads or canals, enabling shareholders to profit, was seen as a means to an end. States also imposed conditions, some of which remain on the books, though unused, like these. Corporate charters, licenses to exist, were granted for a limited time and could be revoked promptly for violating laws. Corporations could engage only in activities necessary to fulfill their chartered purpose. Corporations could not own stock in other corporations, nor own any of property. It was not essential to fulfilling their chartered purpose. I only have three more. Corporations were terminated if they exceeded their authority or caused public harm. Owners and managers were responsible for criminal acts committed on the job, and corporations could not make any political or charitable contributions, nor spend money to influence lawmaking. Why? What's their original purpose?
Wow. And did you drop that link in the chat? Okay, good.
Do that? Does it feel different with this other guy in the room?
You sound smarter when you're a guy. Don't you think, Jan Erik?
Nah.
No, she's slick on.
All right. So oneheaven.org, that's an interesting sovereign law. You were reading some pretty good stuff, Vidir. Did you drop that into the chat, love? All right.
I did.
All right. I'm going to drop into Ab's chat. Oh. All right. And I put into the chat, there is a party going on in the live stream. When did corporations start? I ever heard of a party. This is going to be one. You guys laughing yet? No? Good times. Are you getting tired yet, Jan Air, a voice?
No.
It's like we're having a whole bunch of people here.
Yeah. There's a ton of people in the live stream.
Ooh.
There's Vidir. There's Vid. There's Viddy. There's Vidiria. There's
A, Frequency 2000. My manly voice.
We could do that.
Cool. They're doing jumping jacks.
I just started playing with Dacity. It's so much fun.
We'll have to put these two together.
This is by far my favorite.
What are you reading now, Jan Erik?
Commonwealth law form. The core strength of the Commonwealth law form as a sovereign system of control is the continued unique manipulation of the mind of those each and every core level of society. The lowest level of the worker, the pauper, control is achieved by making all commodities essential to survival controlled by trade, market price, and availability of money. Generation of money is then controlled by placing meager value on works, so survival is by subsistence. So the focus of the worker and pauper is on survival, not organized revolt and rebellion. At the level of the trader, merchant, and entrepreneur, control is achieved through patronage as acceptance of the elite, lower ranks of peers, and through the prospect of making fortunes through the exploitations of poor and extortion of the traders. At the level of the professional clerks, military, and administrators, control is achieved through discipline and reward for enforcement against traders and rebellious poor, with cyclical promotion of persecutions to maintain base levels of fear and obedience. At the level of nobles and bankers, control is achieved by privilege, great wealth, and threat of loss if disobedient. Does it sound familiar?
Wow. It's like we have no chance.
Well, that. As the people on top see us, we are genetically inferior and we need to be ruled because we cannot take care of ourselves. They decide.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's some kind of logic of it, but it's very, very cynical and not cool. But you understand it. If you're from a family that have not gained any power, then your lot in life is set. And we can never get out of it, so it's just the way it is. It's system.
Kind of like they're born in it, so that's all
sure.
They know.
Yeah, power is inherited intergenerationally. Really powerful families of Europe had power for like 800, maybe 1,000 years. So them, it's unthinkable to not have power. Their birthright.
Wow. Where do you go from there?
You don't teach your pupils at school about this stuff?
I'm only allowed to teach them what I'm certified on.
Exactly.
We all have our certification areas, and I'm not allowed to go outside that. And once I did...
They kick your ass out.
Oh, yeah. Once I did, and a parent complained, and I was told, please don't go out your certification area again, Kay. Otherwise, we're going to have to put a permanent letter in your file. So... Uh-huh. I learned my lesson.
Be
an
obedient slave or be a cut off your possibility to feed your children and have a roof over your head so you can sleep at night. That's
right.
Quite nice, isn't it?
And really, in the end, it's like, don't make a problem for me. I'm a slave just like you.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
The people above me. Don't make my life hard. I'm just doing my slave thing and you're making my life hard. So I realized real quick, as long as I don't make your life hard, I can pretty much live in a little sphere of, I don't know, happiness. As long as I don't make your life hard.
You know how I see it? I don't think they're very far advanced or further advanced than we are when you think about it. It's because look at the mess they've made of this world. Now, if you have all the power in the world,
it's a mess for us, not for them. For them, it's order of chaos.
But it's
the way that it works.
It's like keeping a shitty cage, you know, or a messy cage,
Well, if you're a farmer, you can treat your animals badly, or you can treat them good.
Yeah.
But anyhow, how you treat them, you get revenue from the resource
if you educated them, maybe not to certain standards, but I think if you gave people more education, you'd probably have better workers or better slaves.
No, we would more people would understand they are slaves, and they would not be motivated to work.
Well, you don't let them know that they're slaves. You just
treat
them better, and they'll be more productive.
Perfect slave is the one which doesn't know he's a slave.
Oh, that's my favorite line. The best slave is the one who thinks that they're free.
Well, 99% of slaves think they are.
All those people that buy Apple products.
Well, we're not only slaves. People who make $10 million a month a year are slaves as well. If anybody tells you what to do and you have to follow orders, you're a slave, period. If you make $1 billion a year, you're still a slave if somebody else tells you.
You're still working for the dollar.
If I have a boss who tells you what to do every day.
Do you really think there are people that make that much, though?
Oh, yeah, sure. Currency is just a slave tool.
I remember we got into a conversation about thinking that maybe that was all a facade, too. All that super money.
Money is the perfect tool to control the masses because we can give a few psychopathic assholes the ability to be real evil against the herd, and that's all you need. You need to keep capital, like real money, away from most of the population, and then you have perpetual power. It can't end, really. I can't see how we can stop it. Because people love the servitude, so what the fuck can we do?
Have
to go to town and ask 100 people how much they love the servitude on a scale from 1 to 10, and see how many people of them will actually verbally assault you or physically assault you for even trying to suggest
that's
servitude.
Catchy, because I think sometimes that's what we're here for, is to serve others to some degree. Maybe not in the manner that they have.
Think so?
Well, I think we get something from that, with connecting with others and doing for others.
Serve is your extended family, and everybody else should fuck off.
I like that attitude.
But I think we get something from serving others and for the right.
It's not like you should don't give a fuck about other people if they are starving. Of course, you should help them, but. The extended family is a very powerful unit. That is why they have broken it up, and it's nothing left of it.
Yeah.
That's why they are bashing the Muslims, because they still have the strength of the extended family, and they're really, really family-oriented. You cannot have that in a totalitarian top-down system. That's the biggest enemy of it all.
Yeah.
You have to destroy it.
Loyalty to family is not in the way.
Yeah, if you look at the families on top, they are extremely tight. Power is a family business. It's not a man business. It's a whole family. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Look at the HBO series The Borgias. You get a little bit about how it works. Take away that they are Christians, and most of that series is actually quite accurate. Huh?
What was that?
You see The Borgias, the new HBO series, which is in 3 seasons now. If you take away that they are Christians.
Oh, I was watching
The way,
that.
The, way the family works is the way that these oligarchical families on the top who owns the whole fucking world. That's the way they work. They are like mafia.
They're all buying for position.
Yeah, sure. Power is a family business. It's not a man's business. Everybody in the family is in on it.
Yeah. So have you got through all 3 seasons?
Yeah, sure.
I think through the first. It was.
I think The Tudors as well. The English series is a quite good one.
I watched that too.
Yeah, but They say that the Borgias and the Tudors were Christian. That's a blatant lie. People on top know that religion is a tool. It's a tool. They don't believe in the religion that the masses believe in. But they're on a different religion or way of seeing the world. They see themselves as gods and it's a born right to rule. And under moral relativity, anything goes to maintain the power. You catch my drift.
Catch it.
Yeah.
So no psyops in your neighborhood lately?
Here.
What's going on over there?
We had the one on the 24th of July that they closed off the borders and you had... Well, you can't understand the United States, but here they had all the police wearing guns and at all the border crossings they had Heckler and Koch MP5 submachine guns. And in Norway, that is kind of a big deal because cops here never had guns. So,
like they want to show that movie scary cop look, big black.
And after the fact, actually, 2 weeks after, they said, no... The information we got was not so very reliable, but...
Hey, aren't we glad we had all our scary car cops there?
They're not pulling back on the...
Hey, Delacroix. Hi. You have your head on. I can hear my...
Echo.
Boo. With your earphones here.
Something very wrong here.
Hear my
who's the one having speaker song?
Wow, you sound really spacey.
It's not my voice.
Push to talk. Maybe picture.
Last off, go to you. Push, talk.
Did we fix it? Oh no, the deer's going to morph.
Voice morph.
Technical mother.
I'm hearing voice morphing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The dear, your voice is different.
Yeah, it happens.
And then I can get my on.
It's you. Yeah.
Did Delacroix fix his speaker deal? Well, that sounds like we got ghosts or spirits or something. Dear, can we help Delacroix?
Need to put on their headphones.
And that's the dear with her voice morphing. Technology.
Okay.
You know what, Delacroix? Meet me in the lobby. Okay. All right, I'll let you deal with Vidir. I'm going to the lobby.
Delacroix, you have to follow.
Get rid of the fucking vocoder, please.
good.
Okay, moving on to the super villain. This kind of sounds like a guy.
Male voice. Switching over to the male voice. Looks like a gay male voice.
There, is that me?
That's kind of childish, ain't it?
But all my voices?
Yeah.
I guess.
Your creator gave you the good voice you have.
I have a wonderful voice. Huh? I think it's just fun.
Huh?
It's just a new toy to play with today. I'll put it down tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Yes.
What's the time at your time zone?
My time is 8:46 p.m.
Uh-huh.
I'm on vacation this week, Jan.
5:46, yeah.
In the morning?
Yes.
What are you doing up so early? Or did you go to bed yet?
No.
What is it that keeps you up all night?
Nothing special. I'm a dissident serf, so I don't pay taxes, so I don't work.
You're lucky. I took this week off to pretend like I didn't.
This is work for you.
No, I'm still lost in that feeling of I should go do something.
Uh-huh.
No. Hanging out by the pool and getting brown.
Nice.
Reading.
Is it summer where you're at still?
Yeah, it's summer. I have the fan on. It's pretty hot today. Actually, it's not too bad. It's not unbearable. It's hot in the house at night.
Less than 100.
Yeah, it's less than 100. California doesn't get very hot.
No.
Mind you, we did have hot Arizona weather, like hot and dry in the spring. And then this last couple of weeks has been hot and humid, which is not... You might get a couple
that's
weeks
more,
at the
that's
end
more
of
uncomfortable,
July.
Actually.
Yeah, the hot and humid is horrid.
Yes.
Yeah, sticky weather. What's the weather like there? 25, 20? What's your weather like?
Not so hot. It's 9 degrees Celsius. That would be...
9?
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost
Fahrenheit,
winter.
In Fahrenheit, that's...
9...
48...
20 is 68. Yeah, 48,
but it's the middle of the night, so...
Really?
Yeah.
What does it go up to in the day?
20.
That's nice. So have you been out much now that you're this... you've got the life of leisure? Do you go out much?
Yeah, I try to. We had a good summer. A lot of days be above 30, so it was...
Really nice.
Summer here is very short, though. It's like 2 or 3 months.
Like July and winter, right? 2 seasons?
Yeah. June and July is nice.
And it's winter again.
Oh, it's fall. I live very far north, so on the 62nd, we... 62nd.
Yeah, on the 62nd what?
No, it's longitude or on the other one. And we have a small country over here, it's not so big.
Yeah, it's like Canada. How many people, lots of land? Or is it
in Norway, we have 5.5 million.
Wow, tiny. It's
yeah, sure.
Like fraction
17
of the size
people
of LA.
Per square kilometer.
Are the houses big?
Oh? Huh?
Are the houses big?
Yeah, most people live in houses. So, okay. I think.
How long have you been retired for? Or one of the, are you going back to work or you decided you're done?
Sure, yeah. And I'm not comfortable paying into a system which is based on evil. That's my problem.
I know. Now that you see it all, it's hard to be part of it.
Yeah. So, strange. When you see it. Paradigm shift, I think.
Boy, is it ever, isn't it?
Huh?
I said, is it ever a paradigm shift?
Oh, yeah, big one. And I understand how the world really works. It's a kind of shock.
When was your official awakening?
I'm not sure. Maybe 10 years ago, 12, something like that.
I'm just a newbie. Like what? I was like the wake-up date of 2012 in December when they said it would be an awakening. I think that was the day I actually saw the VixSim report or whatever it was, and that's where everything turned inside out.
Well, it's right in your face. So you just have to actually be mentally ready to...
Ready to see
the word for what it is, and it's a big shock in the beginning. So.
Yeah. I think it's kind of scary, because I think you think everything is really controlled.
It is.
It is in central control,
big
but it's like how much... But you wonder whether they really have that much control over your life. You know, are we just... Like, I think we're just an afterthought.
They don't have actual control over my or your life, but they have control over our socioeconomic strata, right, which we are born into.
Right. They have that perception that everyone is chained to. But I think when you first break free of that, you think that you're still part of it. Like the weird feeling of not feeling like you're connected anymore.
Yeah.
I just remember going back and forth to work thinking, oh my gosh, this is so weird.
Yeah. Well, it's better to actually understand how the world works instead of be living in fucking fiction land.
Fiction,
then
yeah.
Then you're confused.
That's what it is. You go through
nothing,
that.
Nothing makes sense when you don't understand how shit works.
Yeah. It's that, it's going past that look that you see on some people's face when they're almost ready to step over to our side and they jump back. They have that look of confusion, like they just don't know what to think.
Yeah, it's like in the Matrix movie. The guy who just wants to get back into the Matrix. People do that. Understandable, though.
Yeah. The fear of not knowing what's on the other side. And then you get here and it's just silence, right?
Yes, it's more calm, being understanding.
It is. It's like your focus of your life is up close. It's like you see the things that are in front of you. Deal with the things that are in front of you. You're not doing
everything
into that
is
TV.
Hidden in plain sight, so it's just wanting to see it. It's not so hard.
You're not worried about all those headless people over on some other country that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was telling Johnny earlier today that I go to CNN just to. I used to feel like I really wanted to see what was going on, what was the next PSYOP coming up, and. Now I go there and it's ridiculous. Like the news is so ridiculous, I can't even get past the headline. Like I
exactly.
Just I have no desire to even like I'm just not one of those fakeologists that go and study everything anymore. I've gone through that phase.
Exactly, I do agree. I see no point in it.
Yeah, it's like somebody will come up with something and I'll go, hey, let me take a look at that, but I won't go looking for fakery as much as I did when I was first coming into this.
Yeah, sure. But as a countermeasure and as a offensive military strategy, subs are very effective.
They are.
And still, very unnecessary. It's all about power and maintaining power and increasing power, so.
You see how evil it is. Like, just the fact that they would do that. Like, I just think of all those people that are like hypochondriacs or people that can't handle the extra stress and then they go and they do this. Like, they kill people every day by doing this.
Yeah.
So sad.
Weird. Hard to get used to, though.
I just think,
it's,
you know,
better to be in a know than being an ignorant, stupid, bird animal, I think.
We'll
even
probably
if
live.
It's harder.
We'll live more years, I think, with less stress. I think,
yeah,
the
sure.
I think the biggest gift that this has brought me is that I have faith in mankind. I don't think
sure.
that there is
these
evil
are,
as they have us believe.
Yeah. It's very important for our owners to make us believe that we are evil instead of them.
Yeah.
It works.
To not trust your neighbor, to not trust
yeah,
a
exactly.
stranger on the street.
Ooh, your evil neighbor.
Oh. You know, it's funny, when I was growing up in Canada, we would see a stranger and we would rush up to them. It's like, where are you from? You know, how long have you been here? What are you going to do? Like, that's Canadians. When they see a stranger here in the United States, it's like, who are you? What do you want? You know?
All right, Robert, it's time to give me a nefarious website that is loaded with propagandized headlines that we can find a number to give us an idea of who is going to, an idea. It's going to tell us exactly who is going to win half the pot. And what would that be, Robert?
It's going to be one that I haven't visited in a while, fakeologist.com.
Oh, that's funny, because that was brought up a couple weeks ago. All right.
Yeah, does that count? I thought we were looking for all the nefarious ones. We've done that one.
Actually, it's good, because it's the first number I see is 5 or 6 knives and a note.
Hi, this is Dusty Ash, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. Enjoy.